السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر فما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر، سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. وعن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قام ليله القدر ايمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، او كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. We are in the last phase of this holy month of Ramadan. The days of Rahmah passed, the days of Maghfirah, forgiveness also passed. Now these last 10 days are the days of freedom and emancipation from the hellfire. My brothers and sisters, the Ramadan comes and goes every year, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to rectify ourselves, to correct ourselves, to prepare for hereafter, to forgive our sins. And yet, unmindfully, neglectfully, we are let it go these blessed days and nights of the month of Ramadan. We don't see any change in our behavior. We don't see any change in our actions. We're still the same routine, continuing, coming to the masjid when we feel, living without Taraweeh, etc. May Allah grant us those. What other opportunity we are looking for? What guarantee do we have that we are going to go into Jannah? In one of the hadiths, very dire, very severe warning, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given to the Ummah, that Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates this riwayat. Qala dakhala Ramadan, as usual, Ramadan came in Madinah Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Faqala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: inna hadha ash-shahr qad hadarat. O my sahaba, this is the holy month of Ramadan already in your doorstep. You are in the Ramadan. Ramadan arrived. وَفِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْفِشَارِ. And this is such a great month that in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made one night with the ibadat of that night is better than worshipping 1,000 months. Yani you must take, before Ramadan starts, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourage the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and through the Sahaba the whole Ummah till the Yawm al-Qiyamah, that look, this is the holy month already arrived. The doors of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already wide open. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already closed all the gates of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already changed all the devil and shayateen and thrown them into the ocean. Allah has done from His part everything, prepared, made the state for us, made the path for us, made it very easy and simple. He closed all the problems. Now it's up to me and you, my brothers, how much you know, reward and sawab are we going to accumulate? How much striving in making an effort in mujahada, in ibadat, staying awake during the nights, and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the maidan is wide open now for us to practice upon us. And so, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and through the sahaba, the whole ummah, that look, this is the holy month already arrived, take care of it, it's a very blessed month. Don't let it pass without making an ibadah, without getting forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَدْ حَدَرَكُمْ وَفِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. There is one night which is very great night, very powerful night. If you worship this one night, few hours, you will get the reward of more than 1,000 months of worship, more than 83 years of the ibadah. Just in one night, Allah will elevate your status. Allah will grant you such a great reward. But condition is this, you have to spend that night in the ibadah. If you're sleeping that night also, and you are wasting that night also, then who is deprived? The Rasulullah said in his Mubarak Alfaz, Man hurimaha faqad hurima al-khayra kulla. That whoever is deprived during such a great, auspicious, holy night, meaning he did not take care of this night, he just sleeping, working, doing all the worldly things, and is not standing up, is not awake, is not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is not crying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is not begging for the mercy or maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he is mahroom. He deprived himself. He is really unfortunate. He is really a wicked person. Then Rasulullah said, وَلَا يُحْرَمُ خَيْرَهَا إِلَّا مَحْرُومٌ. Only very, very unfortunate person will be deprived from such a great bounty and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now each one of us, my brothers and sisters, have to look ourselves. Am I not in that category? May Allah save all of us. Am I not included in that unfortunate people? Today is a chance. I can be away from that group, unfortunate group. Allah has granted me sehat and health. I can sacrifice few hours and stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look what a great sawab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that man qama laylatul qadri. Whoever stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this night of power, imanan wa ihtisaban, two conditions. He should have full iman, conviction, faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ihtisab, he has the yaqeen that definitely, most certainly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to forgive my sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bestow His mercy upon me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to answer my call, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to accept my dua. This conviction, like a small child, when he wants something, toy or any, you know, thing he likes, he cries. And he cries with sincerity and with this conviction that my crying will make my mother soft her heart or my father, and definitely I'm going to get what I want. With that full conviction, a child is crying. He has total yaqeen that my cry is not going to be wasted. He cries and cries because he knows end of the day my mother and father is going to give me what I want. We should have that zeal, we should have that kind of yaqeen on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Full conviction. I'm going to stand tonight and I will be the victorious. Allah will forgive me. Allah will grant me whatever I want. Because Allah is already there. And from it comes in the hadith, from the sunset, it's not a midnight. Laylatul Qadr start from the sunset. And this is our misfortune, you know, unfortunately, we waste a lot of time. We only start ibadat after tarawih, after midnight, and then we think, oh, now is real night. Actually, night starts immediately after sunset. So that 1 hour between Maghrib and Isha, we just waste. We don't take care of that 1 hour. We waste it. Immediately after sunset, we should grab the opportunity, and we should, every moment, we should try to do something. So, even if you cannot stand in the musalla, if you're working or driving, we should, you know, make zikrullah. You don't have to be on the one form of ibadah. That nafal salat you can do late part of the night, is okay with tahajjud and salatul tasbih and whatever you want to do, salatul hajat. Late part of the night is okay. When you are free and you have the corner of the masjid, quiet area, and you devote yourself and you connect yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the salah. But other than salah, there are so many other things we can do. While we are working, we are busy with something, we can still, you know, utilize that great moment, that blessed moment. We just have to make zikrullah. As Rasulullah s.a.w. encouraged throughout the month of Ramadan, we should make two tasbihat. Number one is kalima tayyiba, la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, throughout the month. And another one is istighfar, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbi wa atubu ilayh, or any istighfar. And durus sharif. So while we are working or driving or doing something else, we don't think, let me finish my work and then I'll start my ibadah. No. While you are doing, you can grab the opportunity and you can utilize the time also, make it the time beneficial and useful by making zikrullah alone. That's one part of the ibadah. Rasulullah, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تحروا ليلة القدر في الوتر من عشر الأواخر من رمضان. That you must search and look for ليلة القدر in last old nights of the month of Ramadan. This is the very famous riwayat we all know, we hear every year. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is not specified that particular night, like 27th night of Ramadan, is only Laylatul Qadr. This is most of the people celebrate 27th Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr, and rest of the nights, they ignore. They let it go without it. No. There is no certainty, there is no proof, there is no evidence that only 27th is the great night. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that 21st night was the Laylatul Qadr in one time, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi said that search Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, Surah Laylatul Qadr has a 5 ayat. This is his guess. Hazrat Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi said, since Suratul Qadr has 5 ayat, so look last 5 odd nights, like 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th and 29th. Go the 5 ayat of the surah Qadr, and then that's how you should go with the 5 old nights of Laylatul Qadr. This is his guess, this is his opinion. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, it is on 23rd night of Ramadan. One of the hadiths, it is said it was the last seven nights. Hadith Bilal radiallahu ta'ala said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam secretly told me. Now you can imagine, Hadith Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was such a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the time, 24/7. He had no other job. Day and night, he used to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like shadow. He never left Rasulullah from alone. Everywhere, he just used to follow Rasulullah. So he was very close and dear to Rasulullah. He is saying that one time secretly Rasulullah informed me that it is on the last seven nights. Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'ab, very great Sahabi of Rasulullah, he said it is on 27th night. And this is also opinion of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, Hibrul Ummah, Mufassir al-Quran, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, the cousin of Rasulullah, he was very intelligent. He said, I thought on the figure of seven. 27th is the seventh figure, right? So you say, and most of the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has utilized the figure seven. Like Allah has created seven heaven, Allah has created seven earth, Allah has created 7 days of the week, Allah has created seven hole in our face, etc., etc. There are seven Sahabi Kaf with seven. So he said, because Allah utilized the figure seven in most of the things, that's why my humble opinion is that the Laylatul Qadr should be on 27th. But this is only his opinion. There is no guarantee. This is how he thinks. So it is 27th night. One hadith state that the last night, 29th of Ramadan is Laylatul Qadr. And there are some signs that, the water of the ocean becomes sweet, trees gives, bow down. And we cannot see all these signs. It's only great saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only Allah can witness all these kind of signs. And the next morning the sun rises without beams, without rays, cool and white and bright. So these are the some opinions with regard to Laylatul Qadr. But we should try, and this is one of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden the night. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa made the itikaf from the beginning of Ramadan. He wanted to make sure, I'm going to look for Laylatul Qadr. First 10 nights he couldn't find it. Then he extended his itikaf to second phase. He looking every night, he couldn't find it. After 20th day, he came out from his chamber and informed the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, look, I was sitting for itikaf from the very first day to search for Laylatul Qadr. All these 20 days or nights, I couldn't find it. But now, I have been informed that you will find it this definitely in the last 10 nights. And then he gave one hint that I have seen in my dream that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown me that Laylatul Qadr will be that night. That next morning of that Laylatul Qadr, I will make sujood on the mud. So that Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala said, I noticed we also extended our itikaf. So that particular year was the 21st night, which already passed yesterday. So that was the 21st night, and it was raining the last night, and next morning Fajr time, I noticed, because the masjid was, pebbles and mud, so roof was very, like the palm tree and etc. So masjid was not built like this. So water rain came inside the masjid, and we found there was no carpet in the masjid. They used to make sujood on the mud, on the sand. So I found on Fajr time, I noticed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was praying for leading the Fajr Salat, and his Mubarak forehead was with the mud. So at that particular month, Laylatul Qadr was 21st. Not every month, not every year. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rotate and revolve Laylatul Qadr any night, and most probably it comes last five odd nights of the month of Ramadan. Another very important points to be noticed, my brothers and sisters. One night, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out from his chamber, and he was being informed already that, look, this night is Laylatul Qadr. Go and tell your Sahaba. Definitely, certainly. How nice it would be if we knew exactly which night is Laylatul Qadr. We would make all the efforts, right? So happily he came out to inform the Sahaba. As he came out, he found two Sahaba radiallahu anhu in the passage. They were quarreling. They have some argument. The voice was high. They were arguing, debating with each other. So as Rasulullah saw them, they are fighting. Then he forgot. He forgot that particular night. And he was so upset and he was so angry. He informed the Sahaba, look, I came to give you good news about the particular night of Laylatul Qadr, which night is Laylatul Qadr. But because of your quarreling, because of your fighting, because you are arguing amongst yourself, it's so bad. It affected me and I have forgiven. Now, till the Yawm al-Qiyamah, I won't be able to say which night is Laylatul Qadr. So, fighting amongst the brothers, Muslim brothers, if they fight among themselves, such a great sin. Allah had deprived us from the fix of the Laylatul Qadr because of the fighting of two Sahaba. Look today, how many brothers and sisters, they have argument, they don't talk to each other, they don't, you know, for the small petty thing. And that's why it is very great warning that even during this night, my brothers, there are certain unfortunate people, they are not forgiven, even in this Mubarak night. One of those is mushrik, obviously, those who commit the shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not forgiven. The other thing is, other person is mudhinul khamar, who continuously, habitual drinking. So during the month of Ramadan also he drinks. Allah is not going to look at him by eyes of mercy. The third unfortunate person is not forgiven is aqul walidain, a person who disobey his parents. One of father or mother or both. They are alive and for some reason he has some problem with the parents and he is not talking to them. So even he spent whole night on musalla, Allah is not going to look at him. His ibadat is wasteless, worthless. No value inside of Allah. Why? Because he's disobeying his parents. Inna radha rabbi fi radha al-walid. One of the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies under the pleasure of the parent. And displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies under the displeasure of parents. If you want to please Allah, please your father and mother first. Then Allah will be pleased with you. Otherwise, Allah have no worry and value of your ibadah. So this person also not forgiven during this Mubarak night. Another person is Qati'ul Rahim, a person who cut off the relationship with his relatives. Brother is not talking to brother, he's not talking to uncle, he's not talking to aunt, he's not talking to his sister, etc., etc. So this close relationship, arham, silatul arham, is very, very important. And if someone is not talking for any reason, worldly things, what else? Or pride, or ego. And is deprived himself from this during the great night of the forgiveness, he is not forgiven. So if you have this kind of, relationship cut off, try to reunite, step further and ask forgiveness. And the mushahid, the one person is who harbors the ill feelings, hatred for the other people. Pride and hatred. So if you have this kind of things, my brothers, he is not also forgiven. Now, may Allah give us tawfiq to take advantage of these nights and spend all the nights, whatever nights left in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask forgiveness in dua for ourselves or for our everybody. Brothers are sitting for itikaf, may Allah accept their itikaf. So they are sitting for 10 days sunnatul itikaf, but we can join them every night, nafal itikaf. We can spend from Taraweeh, Isha till Fajr, and spend in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, it will be encouraged. Another important thing, my brothers, is the Sadaqatul Fitr. I keep on announcing. Our people are still not bringing it. I don't know why they hold it. One of the hadiths, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, Qala farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zakat tuhuri li sa'imi min al-labwi wal rafas wa tu'ma lil masakin. That Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Sadaqatul Fitr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it to remove all the problems from our fasting. Labwi wal rafas. During the fasting, if you made any mistake, committed sins, by Sadaqatul Fitr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlook and forgive all those sins. Like during the Salah, if you are performing Salah, if you make any mistake, what we do? We make Sajdatu Sahw. And we make saddatu sahwa, whatever mistake we have done during the salat, it is made up. Allah will forgive that mistake and Allah will accept the salat because of the saddatu sahwa. But if you don't make saddatu sahwa, the salat is invalid. We have to redo it again. So saddatu sahwa is to clarify and that mistake we have done during the salat. Likewise, sadaqatul fitr is to clarify whatever mistakes we have done while we were fasting. And obviously, we are going to make mistake. We are going to abuse our tongue, you know, our ear and mind and so on and so forth. So by giving out sadaqatul fitr, and it should be given before each salat. And here we have to send the money to overseas. So don't hold it till last each day. Rather put sadaqatul fitr minimum is like $8, but you can pay $10, $20 as you wish more to people. So we can send the money to the overseas people. Inshallah, may Allah give us tawfiq for that. You going to announce what?